Christmas music spun around and stood on its head, jazzed up and rocked out. It must be TSO, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, coming to Cincinnati for two shows on Thursday, December 21st at the U.S. Bank Arena. I'm Elaine Dio. My guest is TSO's lead guitarist, Joel Hoekstra. Welcome to VXU, Joel.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, you're a Chicago native, so you're not so very far away from us, correct?
Indeed, yep.
And this is kind of a regular gig for you now, right? Your seventh year doing this tour?
Correct, yeah, since 2010, exactly. So, yeah, I'm very excited to get out there this year. It's just kind of what the holidays are to me after doing it for so long.
And how is this show and this tour a little bit different from past tours?
Well, the front half is the Ghosts of Christmas Eve rock opera. So basically, that's the greatest hits or best of. So those that haven't seen TSO before, it's a great opportunity to come out and hear the best that we have to offer, musically speaking. And in terms of the second half, it's a little more of a free-for-all. You know, it features the production a lot, which, you know, if you've seen TSO, the production is just massive. We always go for bigger and better every year. We try not to do ourselves, and that's not going to change this year, trust me on that. So, you know, we're just looking forward to getting out there and giving everybody their hard-earned money's worth, man, that comes to see this show. We like to keep ticket prices down and give them the best quality products we can.
When do you start rehearsing for the tour?
End of October.
And you use the phrase rock opera. I love that. It's not a phrase you hear very often anymore. But this is kind of right up your alley, right? You've got some experience with rock musicals.
Yeah, I was the guitar player for the Broadway show Rock of Ages.
Yes.
And that was, you know, off-Broadway and Broadway here in New York the entire time, so over 6 years. And I also did a lot of work with a show called Love, Janis. That was about Janis Joplin. I did that here for 2 years in New York City and traveled with that. So, yeah, TSO, amazingly enough, just has elements of theater and classical, which my parents were classical musicians. I was brought up playing classical music. And, of course, I play in rock bands. So it's a hybrid of all the elements that I've had going in my life. So I feel right at home.
Did you grow up playing guitar, or did you train on, you know, you said classical. Did you train on a different instrument and switch to guitar?
Yeah, my parents had me playing cello at 3
okay.
and piano at 7. You know, I think they were hoping I'd be the next virtuoso. And, you know, that didn't really pan out. I turned out to be the disinterested kid, you know, going like, because I had an older sister who was just much better than I was at the piano. And I was like, well, this is no fun. You know, that is with a sibling rivalry, you know. So I ended up hearing AC/DC, and that changed everything. I was like, oh, I want to play guitar. That's what I want to do. And I think when I went to my parents and asked for a guitar, they were picturing the next Segovia and not the next Angus Young. But I surprised them, and I think they're happy nonetheless.
I figure that anybody touring with Trans-Siberian Orchestra, even though you're rockers, obviously you have to be trained musicians who can read charts. How big is the company? How many musicians altogether?
Oh, gosh. So let's see. On our side, we have two keyboardists, a string master, bass, drums, and two guitars. So there's 7 of us, instrumentally speaking. And then I think we have, I want to say 9 or 10 singers on in our band. So we have that. And then we, in each area, we have a local string section that joins our string master. So all in all, I mean, yeah, you're probably talking, you know, somewhere about 25 people up there.
Is there a conductor for this?
Our music director does some conducting and cues, but it's handled quite a bit more like a rock band than you would imagine. You get internal cues from the drummer is a big way that we do things. He's kind of cueing us on his own click and things like that to count into songs. And we try and keep that silent to the audience so it's not distracting. You don't hear the cymbal count-ins and drumstick count-ins that you hear from normal rock bands.
I'm talking to Joel Hoekstra tonight. He's the lead guitarist with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, as well as a laundry list of people. You've worked with everyone from Beth Hart to Tom Kiefer and Dee Snider, Whitesnake. That's another regular gig for you, right, Whitesnake?
Yeah, Whitesnake is sort of my regular gig at this point.
It's your day job?
It's my day job, exactly. And we were recording this year, not touring, so I had the year free to kind of find some other touring things. I ended up playing guitar for Cher, basically, throughout the year. Doing that as something new and interesting, and now it's time for my standby Trans-Siberian Orchestra gig that I love.
You have an amazing career. How do you keep it all straight?
You know, you just try and stay productive every day and work hard and get back what you put into it. I mean, it's just kind of like anybody else's job at the end of the day. You have to take it seriously. Obviously, it's filled with all the trappings and glory and all that stuff. But you kind of have to stay focused and realize that the harder you work, the more you're going to get back from it.
Joe, you've got a pretty extensive guitar collection, I understand.
Yeah, I don't know how many at this point. I mean, it's 30-something. I think probably 35, 36 guitars, something in there. Which, I mean, for a guy who's been at it as long as I have, that's nothing too crazy. But, yeah, fair amount. It probably sounds good to the kids who want to play guitar at home right now.
How many do you take with you on the road?
TSO, I like to switch. I have a lot of fun with it on that. It's one of the few that I can get away with different guitar shapes, and they like it for a visual aspect. You know, the sensory overload thing is big with TSO. So I probably use about 7 or 8 guitars on the tour, something like that.
What's your absolute number one go-to axe?
I have a 57 reissue gold top Les Paul. That one, for whatever reason, just kind of became my lucky charm. You know, my career really took off when I got that guitar, and it's been around the world with me. Even on tours where I don't use it on stage, I'm always warming up with it backstage or using it in the hotel room to do sessions. So, yeah, I would say that guitar.
You talked about the look of the guitars, and clearly TSO has a look to itself, the clothing and the hair and the sets and the lights. Do you have input into that?
No. I mean, thankfully, it's not too far off the path from how I like to dress. I mean, you know, I find myself on other gigs, like getting dressed up for like Whitesnake. I get dressed and I go, I look like I'm playing in TSO still. I don't know. You know, it's kind of... I still like to wear a rock jacket and, you know, a nice shirt and kind of look dressed up. I don't like to look like a sleaze rocker, so to speak. I like to look like a classic rock musician who's dressed well or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I enjoy it.
How do you stay healthy and trim out on the road?
Well, it's not easy with the catering we have. It's pretty dangerous, so let me tell you. I try and exercise, you know, basically 6 days a week, and then we still have our shows. So that's a big part of it. And a lot of it is just not drinking and things like that. Really basic stuff. You know?
Really common sense. Like,
yeah, common sense, exactly. You know, I don't smoke. I don't drink. So, I mean, that goes a long way in terms of helping you stay in shape.
And I saw on the TSO website that they refer to the group of musicians who are with or have been part of the band as the family. I thought that was so charming. Does it feel like family?
Yeah, it does. I mean, a lot of these guys have become my best friends over the years.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, especially because, you know, we're out traveling, working really hard together during the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, so I'll eat Thanksgiving dinner with these guys, you know, sometimes Christmas dinner. So, yeah, you do find that you're over the years you get close with everybody. And plus, it's a really difficult tour. You know, you have to be connected emotionally with each other to get through it. It's a lot of work. You know, we do 8 shows a week with Trans-Siberian. So it's not like a normal rock gig where you play 3-4 shows a week and one a day. This is 2 shows a day most of the time with travel involved and a signing line for the whole arena after every evening show.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely are working hard. I liken it. I call it the Marines of Rock in that department. You know, you've got to, when you sign up, you're going to work really hard. And then what's funny is you get addicted to it. You get addicted to that challenge. When you're doing something else, you kind of miss it. Can't we work a little harder? Can we do a second show? And
well, you will be. You'll be doing a second show in Cincinnati, 2 shows with Trans-Siberian Orchestra on December 21st at the U.S. Bank Arena. And as you mentioned, Joel, the tour goes through the end of the year. Then what's next for your schedule?
Gosh, that's a good question. You're catching me kind of off guard with that. I'm going to write and record an album with my friend Michael Sweet. I'm looking forward to doing that. And I'm going to be playing some gigs right out of the gate with my friend Brandon Gibbs acoustically in January. I'll be on the Monsters of Rock cruise in February that I always go on. And Whitesnake is going to have a new album coming out in the spring. We'll have a big tour after that. And there's always possibility of some Cher stuff earlier in the year. But the Whitesnake should have a really big next year with the album coming out, and I think it was a big tour. So
I just read something about how bands who were huge in the 80s and 90s are just the biggest thing again. I think it's maybe because there aren't so many bands these days. There certainly aren't guitar heroes, but you're one.
Well, I think people just are valuing it more as it becomes less like the norm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that the people who grew up in that scene really cherish it. I know I do. We used to be so competitive and judgmental about bands within that scene, and now you find yourself softening all those stances because you're just happy it's somebody who plays an instrument.
No kidding. And some of the younger electronic bands are bringing in people like Steve Vai, people like Joel Hoekstra to play solos over the top of it. Guess that's been going on for a while. Real quick, Joel, what kind of crowds do you get? Is this a family show?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all ages, very family friendly. It's become a tradition for many. I mean, there's a reason it's been around over 20 years and sold 10 million albums. It works for whatever reason. And it's really a lot of fun for me. I mean, in a normal gig, I pretty much on the stage and there's kind of a crazy crowd out there of people more or less my age. With TSO, it's like I'm looking out there at kids who are looking up at me and think, wow, that's so cool. And a lot of times we'll step down onto the floor of the arena and play like right for the kids, or sometimes even sit down in the seats next to the people who paid to be there and play a song next to them for a minute. And I mean, we have a little more liberty to be fan friendly in that department. So I really love that myself. I mean, at this stage of the game, so it makes me really happy to think that we inspire kids.
I'll tell you, the energy and the warmth in your voice absolutely tells me that it's not just a paycheck for you, that you're really into this and you love what you're doing.
No, absolutely. I mean, look, the way I've always approached anything with that is, this is what I do for a living, and if the money comes, that's great, but this is what I do for a living. And my philosophy is always, think of it as the work first and the money thing. Some gigs will pay and some won't, you know? Like, you just always work. Always work.
Well, I love your attitude and I love your music. Been talking to Joel Hoekstra, holding down lead guitar duties this year, as he has for the past 7. Joel's been my guest tonight on Around Cincinnati. Stay safe on the road, Joel.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to seeing you in Cincinnati for 2 shows on Thursday, December 21st at the U.S. Bank Arena. And you can find out how to get more information on our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.